This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. So we're sort of nearing the end of Sefer Tzipisa Yoshua, and the Chavetz Chaim is advancing the argument that if somebody's really awaiting the coming of Mashiach, then how can one not study the laws of Kodshim? Firstly, when Mashiach comes, we're going to need to know what to do, and we cannot delay even a minute. We see how we were mevatel the mitzvah of Maser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, the din of Maser Behima Bizman Hazeh, because of the possibility that Mashiach might come suddenly, we won't have enough animals to be makir for karbonos. And the Chavetz Chaim said yesterday, in what we learned, that don't think only Kohanim need to know what to do, because every Jew has to learn Kodshim, because learning Kodshim is actually like bringing karbonos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you might argue and say, well, Kodshim is very important, but it's not as important as Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos, because those are things that I actually perform every single day. So those are Noigea Lamaisa, but Kodshim does not seem to be Noigea Lamaisa. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Hinei Yadati, Esat Shuvah Esasher Yoshiva. I know the answers that people are going to respond. Ki Biyameinu Tirdos Hazman Merubos. Nowadays, there are many things vying for our time. There are many things that occupy our time. There are many things that keep us busy. Umishbat Hakadima LaHalachos HaNehugos Bizman Hazeh. And we have to give precedence to those halachos that are applicable nowadays. So even if you say kachim is very important, but don't we have to give precedence to those halachos that are noigea lamaisa, that are relevant and practical every day? But says the Chavetz Chaim, aval eshalem, I would respond and ask back to them, halo yesh kama mesechdos, there are many mesechdos, asher rubam enam shayachim bezmanein lamaisa. Many mesechdos that the majority of them are not relevant in our times. K'may roiv mesechah Sanhedrin. The majority of mesechdos Sanhedrin is not noigea lamaisa. U'mesechas makos. V'roiv mesechas yevamos. V'oid kohena. Asher ein noyagos bizmanin lamaisa. They don't really apply bizman hazeh. V'yafal pike, nevertheless, loim demoison b'iyun kayos. People learn it with great depth and analysis, as is proper. V'loma yugara chelek kachim. Why should the portion of kachim be any less? Chelek hakarbonos mi beis ha'elekenu. The portion of the laws of sacrifices in the house of Hashem mi mesechtos ahim, from those mesechtos. And now the Chavetz Chaim therefore says, number one, kachim is more relevant than many mesechtos. Number two, and this is really out of this world, Kodshim has a status of halacha lemaisa. Really? How could Kodshim have a status of halacha lemaisa? The gamash from the Gemara, shaseder hazeh, hayanechshav bimei hamaram, lomoid lemasa. It's also mashma in the Gemara that this order was considered in the times of the Amaram, halacha lemaisa, k'may shar sedarim, like the other sedarim. We know that out of the Shishi Sidrei Mishnah, there's only Gemara on moyed, Nashim, Nezikim, and Kachim. And that's because, as we're going to see, Kachim is considered halach l'maisa. V'hu hakol mitam shekasavnu, and the reason is for the reason that we mentioned. Sha'kadosh baruch hu mekabel halima l'karbon k'moy bizman abayis. Hashem accepts the learning about Kachim as if one brought a carbon, like in the times that the Beis HaMikdash stood. And therefore, in anu yichaylam liftar atzmeinu min limud hazeh, we cannot exempt ourselves from this limud. K'may shalai ha yichaylam liftar mi karbon bezman habayis. Just like we cannot exempt ourselves from bringing a carbon in the time that the Beis HaMikdash stood. V'hu b'bav metzia. The proof that kachim is considered halach l'maisa comes from Masechta Bava Metzia, daf kuf yadalad. The ashkach Rabba bar Avua l'Eliyahu. Rabba bar Avua met Eliyahu. V'sha'aloi say Eliyahu, ask Rabba bar Avua, lamaloi lamad seder taharos? Why don't you learn taharos? The Hashivai, Rabba bar Avua responded, bi'arba loy matzina. I cannot even properly learn four sections of the Mishnah. B'shita matzina, you think I can learn all six? I cannot even learn all four that are relevant, let alone six. Uperish Rashi ba'arba. Which four was he focused on that he had a hard time learning? He says, Begirsa da'arba sedarim. Rashi explains in the four sedarim, kagoin moyed, the laws of yom and tovim, nashim, the laws of marriage, nezikin, damages, shehin noigas bezman hazeh. All of those are applicable today, kamay bezman habayis, as they were when the Beis Hamikdash stood. Says Rashi, the kodshim nami, learning kodshim also, is considered halacha lemaisa. It's considered noig bezman hazeh. Kedichsev, like it says, uvachal makoim muktar mugash lishmi, and in every place where they sacrifice and they bring karbanos for my name. What does that mean? In every place they bring karbanos, but the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Says Rashi, va'aminan menachos, the Gemara says menachos, elu tamidei chachamim ha'oiskim hilchos avoida. These are the Torah sages that engage in the halachos of avoida. Mala aleihem akasav, the Torah considers it ki'ilu makrivin oisan v'beis hamikdash, as if they brought the karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. So I can't even master the four sedarim that are noigei lemaisa b'shita matzina. You think I could master six zroim einoy noig b'chutz la'aretz? Zroim does not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'chein taharos ad kan l'shaynai. Think about it. Zroim is considered not relevant because it's not applicable in Eretz Yisrael, and kodshim is relevant. Kodshim is not even relevant in Eretz Yisrael. No. Kodshim is even relevant in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because it's considered as if you brought it. Harei b'seder kodshim ha'yulaimdim ha'amaram k'may sharstarim. Kodshim, the Amaram learnt like the other orders of the Mishnah. Umitamze, and it's for this reason. Sidru Ravashi v'Ravina. Ravashi and Ravina arranged. Badoris habam in the later generations. Gemara, I'll call seder kodshim. Ravashi and Ravina, they arranged Gemara on all of Kodshim, Ashley also came Bezom Uvataharas. They did not do this to Zram and Taharas. Avshahayolahem Tlesar Mesifta. Even though they had 13 yeshivas, Gam Amasachas Uktsin, even Tler Mesechta Uktsin, Kedisabe Brachais. So even though there were 13 academies studying Uktsin, there was no Gemara that was established for Taras, but there was for Kodshim. Why? Behind Mitam Hanal, for the above mentioned reason. The Limud Kodshim Nechshav LiYisrael, because the learning of Kodshim is considered for the Jewish people, Ki'ilu Makriven Oid HaKarbanis, as if they're still bringing Karbanis. V'chein Kasav HaRambam, and likewise the Rambam writes, Beferish HaMishnayis, B'Saif Mesachas Menachos, V'Zal HaShainoi. The Rambam in his commentary to the Mishnah at the end of Menachos writes, Amru Chazal, Tamidei chachomim ha'oizkim hilchas avoida, Torah scholars who are learning the laws of Karbanos, male aleihem hakasov, the Torah considers it, ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash b'imeihem, as if the beis hamikdash was built in their times. V'alkein, therefore, roi la'adam l'hisasek b'divrei hakarbanos, it is fitting for people to be engaged in the subject of Karbanos, v'laseis b'hem, and to discourse in them, and discuss them, and delve into them. V'lo yoymar, and one should not say, harei hein dvarm she'ein tzarech lehen, these are things that are not needed, bizman hazeh, k'may sha'imrim roiv b'nei adam, like most people say, ad kan l'shaynoi, this is the language of the Rambam. But what we're learning is, learning the order of kodshim, learning the subject of kodshim is considered halacha l'maisa. It's considered you're learning something relevant to Bizman Azeb, because by learning it, it's like you're being makar of a carbon. Rabbi Isai, we'll see everyone tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.